This is Tony Silvera, and you're listening to Little Devotional. Please check us online at the iTunes Store or at littledevotional.com. Today I want to talk about the importance of purpose. When we read in Scripture about the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we sometimes skip the details. I want to share a story about Mary and Mary Magdalene. They went to see the tomb, and in Matthew chapter 28 and verse 1, it says, "Now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb." Mary and Mary Magdalene were used to meet Jesus early in the morning, because Jesus used to teach at the temple very early. In Luke chapter 21 and verses 37 and 38, it says that every day Jesus went to the temple to teach. So Mary and Mary Magdalene were used to meet Jesus. Now they thought he was dead, but they had purpose, and everything flows from purpose. Your mission or purpose determines what you receive most of the time. A person that is under time pressure will lose sight of these two things, purpose and priorities. What is your number one priority? Most people cannot say. Priorities determine how you schedule your time, in the same way that financial priorities determine how you budget your money. The average American spends 22 hours a week watching TV, 6 hours a week watching rented movies, and 6 to 8 hours a week on the internet. Now, Mary and Mary Magdalene didn't have TV or internet or rented movies, but they had priorities in life. They could have decided just to take breakfast and to spend the day together, but they prioritized their day. They decided to meet Jesus. It's very important for us to be attracted to the Lord. Mary and Mary Magdalene went to see the grave, not Jesus. This indicates that they went to the location, maybe to put some flowers. How many of us visited the tomb of a loved one? Maybe a relative, a friend, a family member? How many of you went and expect the tomb to be empty? None of us. How many of you expected to see the person that died saying, "Hi, thanks for stopping by. Good to see you." Probably not. You were there to pay respects, maybe say a few words, a short prayer. Same thing here. These women went there and they expected just maybe to cry, put some flowers. The last thing they expected was to see Jesus resurrected. But they had this encounter with the Lord because everything flows from purpose. They knew that they had a purpose and they had to be there in that morning. That Sunday morning was the most important Sunday, the most important day of their lives. Likewise, I want to tell you that everything flows from purpose. Make a decision today of being attracted by God. And as you allow God to magnetize your life, you will also be a magnet to others. May God bless you as you find purpose this day. Devotional.com and learn how you can download this podcast directly into your iPhone, iPod, BlackBerry, or other. If you prefer social media, just go to audioboo.fm/littledevotional. You can download the Audioboo app for free at the iTunes Store and listen to our program on the road.